You are listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. This month of September, I am changing things up and delivering a podcast every day. Wow, this is a stretch for me, and I am both very excited and also a little terrified at the same time, but I'm grateful for you being on the journey with me. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. I'm keeping these bite-sized, and the intention behind this daily drop is to keep you energized, to keep you inspired, and to keep you focused on your path and journey to living your best life. Here we go. So I've been going down memory lane recently, really asking myself and getting curious, what are the tangible steps that I have taken over the years to create the life, the business, the lifestyle, the consciousness that I have today? And doing my best to remember what it was like for me at certain stages and certain points. I don't know about you, but I often have amnesia. It's like I've come so far and this is now my new normal. And I forget how challenging it was or how hard it felt at times. And yet when I look back, even just 5 years or, 10 years, I'm actually embarking on my 40th birthday in a couple of months. And when I look back and think, wow, like that's how it was for me when I was 30. I have shifted so much. I've shifted so much. And so I want to share with you one very simple example today as to how little steps done consistently over time have created a radical transformation in my life. And you guys hear me talk about this example a lot, but it's just what's up for me in the moment. And so I want to share with it with you. And that is this practice that I have of getting up very early and having this time to myself to drop in, to meditate, to be with my journal, to enjoy the silence of the morning. And I feel so strongly that this has created such a massive shift in my life this time, that to the degree that it's something that's interesting for you or that you want to cultivate more of this routine, I want to share with you how it was for me not so long ago. I remember just honestly like a year ago, maybe 18 months at the most, I had a couple of friends that were notoriously getting up early. I knew that they got up early either because they would tell me, or I have one girlfriend that I Voxer with often and she would send me Voxers at like 5:45, or, I'd get a text from one girlfriend at just before 6, and I thought, oh my gosh, like they've already been up long enough to do whatever they've done and send me some messages. How do they do this? And I just was always one of those people. I've always been a morning person, but I've always felt like I cannot get up before it's light out. When Harrison was a baby and was getting up at 5:30 or 5:45, I would just feel angry at the world. Like I would just be so angry crawling out of bed. And I was like on a mission to get him to sleep to 7 a.m. And so when I started setting an intention of I'd like to cultivate some practices around having a really solid morning routine, first and foremost, that intention was I needed to focus my attention on getting my kids to sleep through the night. So that's been a really big part of it. Any of you mamas with young kids or babies that aren't sleeping through the night, I want to just give you 100% pass. It is so hard to get up early, and I don't even recommend it because you need that sleep. So this really is for moms that have kids sleeping through the night, or those of you that have more flexibility. And so I started off with a practice of one small step. I think my body clock would get up normally 6:45-ish, and I would set my alarm for like 6:20, 6:15. And I would get into a habit and a practice of getting up at that time, sitting in some type of meditation, a 5-minute meditation, an 8-minute meditation, and getting into a routine of meditating could be another podcast episode. So I'm not going to go into that right now. Although that also has been a journey of taking very small, consistent steps over time and really seeing a radical transformation. with my getting up early and really cultivating a morning routine, it started with an alarm at 6:20, and there would be, a couple days I would do it, and then I would want to sleep in. A couple days I would do it, I'd want to sleep in, and then I wouldn't do it for like a month or 2 months, and I would just kind of get into this habit of getting up whenever the kids got up. Holding the intention that this is something that I desire, this is something that I want to have this time. So over the past year, and it has taken a year, I have consistently set my alarm a little bit earlier, I'd say every couple of months. So I would never push myself, and I would never be like, oh, I'm just gonna get up, at 5 a.m., like out of the blue. No, I went from 6:15 to maybe 6:05, and then I would like get up at 6:05 for weeks, weeks. Not days, weeks. And then I ventured in the before 6 a.m. club. I was like, oh my God, am I actually going to get up before 6 a.m.? But what had happened is that I had started to experience some wins by getting up before the kids and having that time. So there was part of me that craved it. There was part of me that was like, oh, so good, and I want more of that. So I'd set my alarm for 5:50, and I would get up around 5:50 for weeks, and then I'd have those days where Grace would get up at 6 a.m. and I would have hardly any time to myself. And I could feel how different I felt. I could feel that they weren't as good of days. So sure enough, over and over and over again, just testing, testing, testing. So these days, depending on what time I go to bed, sometimes I'll get up at like 5:05 or 5:10, and I actually can't believe that I'm saying that out loud. Like, I have just never been that person my whole life, I promise you. I've always been like, yeah, I'll just get up when the sun gets up. So the fact that I can say that, like, truthfully, like, yeah, I get up at 5:10, 5:15. It does depend on what time I go to it does depend on what time I go to bed. If I go to bed past 10:30 or 10:45, I need to sleep till like 5:45. I think that's 7 hours of sleep. I just notice I need around 7 hours. But all of this to say, my loves, I've given myself a lot of permission. I don't do it every day. If Harrison wakes up in the middle of the night, I typically turn my alarm off before I go back into bed. I do have trouble going back to sleep most times if he wakes me up. It's pretty hilarious that my 6-year-old is the one that wakes me up and not my 2-year-old. So knock on wood that she continues to sleep. I have a lot of grace and empathy for those of you that have kids that wake up every night. Those of you that have not been with me for very long, Harrison, literally for 3 years, he got up every in the middle of the night, like almost every single night. But that is also another story of how I handled that and did that, and really focused on his sleep and my sleep. And again, maybe I'll do an episode on that as well, because that is such a hot topic. But all of this to say, radical transformation happens by taking consistent steps over and over and over again. And all of a sudden, you look back at your life and you're like, holy shit, I've accomplished so much. I've done so much. I've co-created so much in my life, and I am truly a different person. So this is what we're working on in Align Higher this week, is we're taking very, very small steps towards creating better habits, creating more self-honoring action steps. And I want you to think about that for yourself as well. What are small things that you can do, whether it's getting up earlier, trying a little bit of meditation, getting to bed earlier, drinking more water, getting out and exercising. We all know the things that we should be doing, but we don't do them because we're not willing to make changes and willing to take the small steps that it takes to make that radical transformation happen. Sometimes you need to join a program. Sometimes you need to hire a coach. Sometimes you need to get yourself surrounded in different rooms and accountability partners to really up-level your habits and your patterns so that you ultimately can change your life.